Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's February 2013. Cyber attacks on the nation's computer systems and networks have the potential to disrupt the operations of government and business, as well as the lives of private individuals. A group led by Greg Wilshusen, a director in GAO's information technology team, recently reviewed the government's strategy for dealing with cybersecurity. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with Greg to talk about what they found.
Threats to the government's IT systems have increased quite a bit just over the last 6 years, as you note in this report. Can you talk a little bit about this growth?
Sure. Cyber threats to federal systems, as well as those systems supporting critical infrastructure, are growing and evolving. These threats come from a variety of sources, and they vary in terms of the types and capabilities of the actors, their willingness to act, and their motives. Particularly menacing is the emergence of advanced persistent threats. And these are those where adversaries possess sophisticated sophisticated skills, levels of expertise, significant resources, and patience to pursue their objectives. Now, attendant with this increasing threat is also the dramatic increase in the number of security incidents that federal agencies are reporting. This has increased over 780% during the six-year period that you mentioned, rising from about 5,500 incidents to over 48,500 in fiscal year 2012. While some of this increase is no doubt due to the agency's increased detection and reporting capabilities, it also reflects that cyber threats are a clear and present danger.
And this is by no means GAO's first cybersecurity report, and GAO has identified a range of challenges the government faces when it comes to tackling these threats over the years. Can you talk about some of those?
Sure. We have identified a number of challenges. One of these, we and agency IGs have consistently identified shortcomings in the agency's programs for assessing risk, developing and implementing security controls, and monitoring results. Another challenge is their ability to detect, respond to, and mitigate cyber incidents. The Department of Homeland Security, which has overall responsibility for managing and overseeing the nation's critical infrastructure protection efforts, while it has made some incremental progress in coordinating the federal response to cyber incidents, challenges remain in sharing information among federal agencies and key private sector entities, including those owning critical infrastructures.
What's the status of the government's strategy for dealing with these challenges?
Well, that's part of the problem, Jeremy. While the government has developed various strategy-related documents over the years that address aspects of these challenges, it has not yet developed an overarching cybersecurity strategy that articulates policy actions, assigns responsibilities and for performing them, and establishes timeframes for their implementation. In addition, those existing strategy documents often did not address key characteristics that we have identified that can enhance their usefulness in allocating resources, defining policies, and helping to ensure accountability.
Can you talk about some of the recommendations that GAO is making in this report?
Sure. We are recommending that the White House Cybersecurity Coordinator develop a federal cybersecurity strategy that includes all the key elements of a desirable characteristics of a national strategy. This strategy should also be used to better ensure that federal government departments and agencies are held accountable for making significant improvements in the cybersecurity challenge areas by, among other things, clarifying how oversight will be affected. We also believe that Congress should consider legislation to better define the roles and responsibilities for implementing and overseeing federal information security programs and protecting the nation's critical cyber assets.
Finally, for taxpayers concerned about the potential vulnerability of sensitive government information as well as personal information, what's the bottom line here?
Well, the federal agency and federal government are taking steps to try to improve the security and the protection of the sensitive information. But at the same time, vulnerabilities still exist in those systems and in their controls, and that information is still vulnerable to compromise, either from an integrity or confidentiality perspective.
To learn more, visit gao.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.